Welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. My name is Jessica Caravat, and I'm a holistic coach for women, certified vegan nutritionist, fitness trainer, yogi, and Reiki master. I have coached hundreds of women worldwide, and I made it my mission to help women from all around the world transform their lives and health in ways they didn't think was possible. If you're looking to uplevel your health, learn about the best practical tips on vegan health and fitness, master your menstrual cycle, improve your relationship with food, and so much more, so that you can reconnect with the powerful woman that you're meant to be, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is for you to help you step up your game, reconnect with yourself as a woman, and elevate your health and life. We are going to have so much fun in this podcast. Are you ready? Let's begin. Hello and welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. I hope you're having a wonderful day, night, evening, morning, whenever you're listening to this. I'm so excited about this episode. I invited my client Jenna to talk to us about her experience in the Plentiful Goddess. Now, the Plentiful Goddess is my four-month coaching container, which is really about becoming your healthiest, happiest vegan self. For those of you who know me, know that this program is more than just weight loss. This program is about a true inner and outer transformation. And I'm excited that Jenna is going to be coming in here with us today because she shared her experience. And not only is this experience for you to listen to it about like, oh, you know, how or what an amazing transformation she had, but it's more so to see what is possible for you. Jenna really started at a point where the way that she said to me, she already lost hope. And there were so many aspects that she knew she needed to change in her life. She was very unhappy with where she's at. She was at, she wouldn't leave her house or cancel plans. And she felt like the black sheep. And after talking to her and interviewing her for this podcast, I'm truly so proud of how far she's come. And I would love for you to listen to this from a point of curiosity and just see, wow, like, you know, I never thought that this would be possible for me too. So without further ado, I really, really hope you enjoy this one.
All right, Jenna, I am so excited that you're here with us at the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. I love how far you've come within, it's going to be now what, 5.5 months you have decided to extend with us, which is even more exciting. And I wanted to have you on the podcast because, as you know, you've had an incredible transformation. I remember our very first call very vividly, and all of the things that you shared with me in the call is something that I know a lot of women are going to relate to. And the so-called pains that like oftentimes we women go through and we feel like we're the only ones and no one really understands, all of the things that you shared with me and how far you've come and you've been able to turn it around and completely transform and have this, you know, 180 transformation. Seeing you in front of me after all this time again is like a different person is sitting right there, and the energy has changed so much. So maybe, Jenna, we can start with, what about you just tell us a little bit more about yourself, where you're from, and why and how you ended up joining the Plentiful Goddess?
Yeah, so I'm from Michigan, and for like a long time, I feel like I've always been stuck in this cycle of wanting to kind of get healthier, lose weight, because I've always been like on the heavier side from what I can remember. And I just never really had that like self-motivation to like make that change. Like I would always see something and say, oh, I can do that, but I never really acted upon that thought. And it's been like so long since I've been stuck in my head with this over and over again, with the cycle of wanting to do something, but never really committing to something to do it. So then one day on Instagram, I came upon the Plentiful Goddess program, and I looked into it, and I'm like, this sounds like something like I can actually do. And, you know, it was vegan as well, so that was awesome, because I didn't see anything on like I've never seen anything like that for a specific vegan and woman as well. So I was like, let me try this workshop, see how it goes. And you were like so open with the schedule as well. So I did the workshop and it was just like really inspiring to see the work that we do in this program. And I was like, this came to me at a perfect time when I really needed it. Because I was also like at that time in a really dark place, like mentally, physically, I was just not happy at all. So it really came like a light at the end of the tunnel for me. And I'm so happy, literally 5 months now in the program, and it's changed my life completely.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that, Jenna. And yes, I mean, I remember seeing you in the workshop because I know you couldn't join the first 2 days, I believe, because it was during work time, but I remember seeing you in the third session, right? You were there live in the third one. That's what I remember. Or the two sessions, something like that. I remember.
Yeah, I was in the weekend ones, yeah.
Okay, so one session, I think you were in there because of work, and then you ended up joining those two sessions. Which was so nice. And, having you there and you showing up for yourself. And I think that's also sometimes like we wait for the right moment to make the move to finally put ourselves first. So what was for you the turning point where you decided, okay, obviously I can no longer keep going like this because it's not getting me anywhere. What was like the turning point for you when you decided like I have to change something?
Yeah, so really I've been looking for that change like for about 2 years at that point, and I was like, that's it. Like I just felt like if I didn't make that move right now, like nothing was gonna change in my life. Like at that time I was all like kind of depressed. I was wanting change in my, social life. I wasn't happy being around people or like leaving my house. I just wanted to stay inside all the time. And that wasn't me before. So at that time, I really kind of hit like my rock bottom. And I was like, if I don't make this change right now, like I don't think I'll ever will change. And that kind of like scared me because I didn't want to, as a person, I always want to grow and I want to change into, the best person that I can be. And if at that time I didn't make that change, I wouldn't be that person. I wouldn't be, the person I am today, motivated to keep moving forward, to keep changing, and also to show up for, my friends and family as well because they support me too. So I want to be there to support them. And that's really like kind of what changed in my head is like, that's it, Jenna. If you don't do this right now, like you're not gonna change. And I don't want that. I want to keep changing and I want to keep being there for the better. And that's really what helped me make that decision.
Yeah. And I love what you said about that this is also about your family and friends, right? Because at the end of the day, when we feel better, when we put ourselves first, we are able to also show up for the people around us in our life. And that's also sometimes that I especially see women struggle with because they think, oh, it's so easy to help others and put them first, but not myself. But we actually forget that it starts with us and us being in a good place, right? I know that when we had the call, was it like 3 weeks ago, something? No, a month ago. I don't even know anymore. A month ago, when we spoke about like your transformation and program, and you said something to me about your older version and how that, like, how you feel about that. So, thinking back of the person that you used to be and who you are now, how does it make you feel thinking back of the person that you were?
Yeah, so when I think about the person that I were, it like kind of makes me sad because like I never thought I would like get to that point of like sadness and just darkness. Like I always like had that facade of being like, oh, the nice person, always like bubbly. But like on the inside I was like literally dying. Couldn't even smile anymore. It was so hard for me. So thinking of like and then thinking of how I am now, it just like makes me so like happy and excited and just so grateful that I got to be in the program and actually make that change in my life. Like I think I said, like I'm disconnected from that person now. Like I don't even recognize her. Like, if I see like a picture or a video, I'm like, how is that even me?
That's
It's so crazy. I don't even feel like that's the same person anymore. Like, from what I view life as now, I just view it as like every day is a day to take an opportunity to have something different, to grow, to like be grateful for what I have. And like in the past, I never would have had like that mindset. I woke up in that day, and I remember like literally for a couple of months, I would wake up and then I'd be like, what am I doing here? Like, why? What's the point of today? What's the point of waking up? And that really like brought me down every day. And I see that now, like how much it really pulls you, even though you don't think of it, you just say, oh, whatever, it's just another day. Everybody's life is like this. But now I wake up and I'm like, okay, this is what I'm grateful for. Like, even the most simple things, which is beautiful that I learned, like, just think of the most simple things. So, like, I'm grateful, you know, for the sun. I'm grateful to be awake this morning. I'm grateful, you know, to see what the day brings. Like, just simple things like that. And it really does help bring you up and just be grateful for what today is.
So wonderful. I see you being emotional a little bit as well. I feel like it's still like this, right? Looking back and it's so crazy because I think in a way as well, it looks like we know it's who we used to be, but it's like we're looking at a stranger in a way. And what I really, really, really loved about you is how determined you were to truly make the change. And that's sometimes what I feel like a lot of people struggle with. It's like they want to change, but then they don't show up for themselves, right? They have a hard time actually doing the things. Why do you think it has been easier, I would say, to do the things in this program, with all of the tools that you've been getting? Why wasn't it a hard? I mean, I don't want to say it wasn't a hard process. I'm sure there were days that were not maybe, you know, everything was great and butterflies. But why was it easier, let's say, for you to actually show up for yourself and do the things for you?
The thing I loved was that in the program, like you really kind of lay it out for us what exactly we should do and why it benefits you. So like before, I would just see like a workout video and say, oh, okay, that's not possible for me, like I can't do that. But like with not like in the program, like with the nutrition, you kind of like break it down for us about like what's, you know, the best nutrients for you during the like the different phases as well with the menstrual cycle, and then what you can do for the workouts to help you as well. So I think that really helped me like kind of map it out in my head. Okay, if I do this, then it'll help me feel better. Like if I eat a certain food, like I'll have more energy. So I'm like, yeah, okay, I want to eat that food because I'll have more energy. Or like if I do a certain exercise, you know, it'll help me lose weight more or stuff like that. So I think that part really helped me like kind of visualize myself actually doing things, because I see like if I do something, then I'm gonna get a the better result from it. Not just I see like a food or a meal prep video or something like that, and I just say, oh, that's not going to benefit me or whatever, because I don't know the facts behind it. So I think that really helped me. And that generally kind of helps me like in my day-to-day life. If I know what's going to benefit me from something, then I'm drawn to it more.
And then, like, how quickly into the program that you start seeing results?
Yeah, so I think it was almost like 2 weeks. I already like started losing weight, and I started taking like vitamins because I didn't take vitamins before, and I felt like the energy from them and also like the nutrients from the food. That was like the best part, honestly. Was like I started cooking my meal preps. That was like insane. I never realized how much meal prep really helps with time. So I definitely will take that to my grave. And yeah, the nutrients from the food was awesome. Like I used to eat like one meal a day and think, oh, that's perfect for me. And then like snack, like I would eat a meal at 5 o'clock when I get home. And then literally from 5 o'clock till probably like 11 or midnight, I would just keep snacking little things here and there. And I just realized after having my meal plan that that was definitely not sustainable. And having a really good structured balanced meal, that's what's sustainable. And like me going through that stage and actually finally realizing that a balanced meal is good for me, like I don't even think about just eating one meal a day anymore. Like that's not enough for me. I need to eat my breakfast, eat my lunch, eat my dinner, and they're all fulfilling, they're all delicious. And yeah, like it's so weird because I never had that like structure of eating. And now that I have it, like I can't look back. Like even like sometimes when I'm at like my aunt's house or something and they have like food, like I don't restrict myself and say I'm not gonna eat this, but I see like how can I make it more balanced? Do you have chickpeas? Maybe I can add it for my protein, or when I get home, I'll have like a protein bar or something like that. So yeah, that was definitely a big change for me. Like in 2 weeks, I like stepped on a scale. I'm like, what, already? That was pretty awesome because whenever I like first went vegan, a long time ago now, that first time, like I used to be like 190 pounds. The first week I went vegan, like I literally, I don't know how, but I lost 10 pounds and I was 180. So that 180, like I'm grateful for it, but it lasted me for almost like 7, 8 years. I literally never shifted from that. So to see that go down, it definitely gave me hope that I can do this and it's gonna happen for me.
Love that. Yes. Well, how much weight loss are we talking about right now?
So right now I'm almost about to lose 20 pounds.
That's amazing.
So that's
Anything,
awesome.
right? If you're eating food and moving your body and not restricting. I love what you said about like not restricting yourself, and that's also, as you know, something that we truly teach about, like learning how to eat balance, but also when you go to your aunt's place, that you can still have the food that, you know, she serves and not feel like, oh, I cannot have these foods. Because I know that a lot of times people have that fear, right? They join a program like this, they go on a so-called diet. You know, it's not really a diet what we teach, but like a new lifestyle, let's say, and they're like, oh, I'm never gonna be able to eat the chocolate again. But as you know, like we literally even give you those meals in the meal plan as well if you want that. Right. So what would you say to someone who's kind of like scared about the meals and is like, oh my God, it's going to take so much time, or it's going to taste like shit, or I'm not going to like it? Like, what would you say to someone whose fear would be that?
Yeah, so I would tell them just try it. Like it doesn't hurt to try because literally whenever I started, I remember like that the food and the meal prep was like my biggest thing that I was scared of. I was like, oh my God, like I literally work 9 to 5. How am I supposed to get time for this? I'm never gonna be able to like leave my house because I'm cooking all the time. That's literally what I used to think. So what I say to someone who's scared is that I was scared too until I put myself first and I figured out a plan. You know, I spoke to Jess, I told her, you know, or I spoke to you. I was like, I don't know how I'm supposed to do this, like with working all the time. And I just sat down, I'm like, okay, just pick one day of the week. Just start with one day. Do a meal prep for 2 days and start with that. So I picked one day that's like kind of like my least, you know, crazy day at work. So then whenever I came home, you know, I used Instacart, so that's kind of a big help that helps you with that time of shopping if you really can't go out. So I would order my stuff, and once I get it, I picked up the meals that I wanted to meal prep that day, and I just started, and it started with one day, and then I started 2 days, and now I'm doing 3 days, and I have this routine where like on the third day, that's when you meal prep because you also have food for that day. And then once you meal prep, you'll start the next day with already having your meals prepared. So I would definitely just say start with the day, and that really helped because I was like, okay, whenever I first started, I'm like, great, I'm gonna have to meal prep for 7 days. I don't know how to do that. I've never done that before. But just starting with one day, that made it more possible for me, and I did it. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is easy. And I had time, and I still had time to make my food, and I still had time to, have that time with my family, and it wasn't too like overwhelming. And I remember like I struggled so much with that at the beginning, and now I'm like, how did I even struggle? Like it was so easy.
That's so funny. Yeah, I love to hear that, like looking back again of something that you were so scared of in the beginning and how easy it became now, because we are our biggest enemy. A lot of times it's our mind that is standing in the way of us actually doing the thing and deciding for it, right? And then once we do it, we're like, how did I not do this before? So funny. What would you say? I mean, you're of course you're with us still for some time, which I'm very happy about, but until now, what has been like your biggest thing that has changed? Or no, wait, let me rephrase that. What has been the thing that really stood out to you that you learned, like your most favorite thing that you have learned in the program so far?
Yeah, so my favorite thing that I've learned honestly was there was like so much that you learned here, but the most thing that I learned it was honestly like the balance. I love that that's the thing that I hold on to because it really just helps you kind of balance out your life. Like you don't feel like you need to just focus on one thing. You can feel like you can have multiple things that you can focus on, but really have that layout and have it balanced without your with your life. Because like before, I would literally just be, oh, I have to work, I can't do anything else. Oh, I have to like go to something or like go grocery shopping, I can't do anything else that day. But really figuring out that balance helped me a lot because I'm like, okay, like look at what you have for that day. You have work from 9 to 5, fine. Then meal prep for 1 hour. The rest of the day, you can go for a walk, read a book, go for a lunch or dinner. And that like really helped change my mindset because I don't feel so stuck on one thing anymore. And it kind of like opens up my opportunities and my mind up, say like that I can look and see, okay, that I can do more things with my life. It's not just one thing at a time. And I think that really helped me because sometimes you do have to focus on one thing at a time if you really want. But that really helped me because I would just be stuck and be on one thing and I wouldn't look at anything else. Like if I was doing one thing, I'd be like, no, I'm already doing this one thing. I can't do anything else. But now I'm like, okay, I can do it. And, I'll be able to have the opportunity and stuff like that. Like if I'm at home doing something and like my cousins go for lunch or dinner, I'll be like, no, I'm gonna be tired after work that day. And I would never like go with them. I'm like literally my favorite word was no because I just want to stay home. But now like I'm get to hang out with them and it's like so much better experience because in my head I'm not thinking of like what others are thinking of me or like what I'm gonna say or what I'm gonna do. I'm just like kind of living, which I love.
It's amazing. I would want to let's go deeper into that because oftentimes, at the end of the day, it's not really about the weight loss. It's more about what comes with it and the person that you become, right? So what would you say has changed in your life, with you changing? What has changed in your life or has become better?
Yeah. Definitely I feel like what has mostly changed is kind of who I am. Like I think like maybe my confidence. definitely changed because I before like I would just be like in a shell, and now I'm like here. I want to make myself present. You know, I would literally just always hide in the corner and say, I would think to myself like I'm not like worthy of somebody noticing me or like, and I don't really like. It's not like I want people to notice me or like I care or anything like that. But I was just like. I don't really care if anybody sees me or says hi to me or anything like that. And now, like, whenever I come into a room, I like make my presence. I'm not hiding anymore because I'm like confident in who I am. And, you know, if the other person doesn't like it, then oh well, that's on them. yeah, so I think that definitely changed, like, just being myself, like, finally being able to be myself and in front of people and not like hiding anymore. And also like I remember this was a big thing for us in the beginning, like getting to wear my cute clothes. So now like I really kind of expanded into that. And like I remember on my birthday I wore like this outfit that I never would have thought that I would wear. And I just felt so happy in it and so confident. And I'm like so happy I get to wear this outfit today, like even the small things like that, it just like really made me happy. And to like finally be able to show off, you know, myself and not be afraid anymore.
I love that. That's so wonderful to hear. And at the end of the day, like what you said, it's really, it starts with you, but we don't realize how oftentimes we are the ones holding ourselves back from truly living the life that we want, right? And we always say, like, oh, it can wait. It's not the right time yet. I'm going to wait until I put myself first. But if we look back, like, would you have wanted to wait another year to feel like you felt before? No, right? And
No.
it had to exactly happen at this moment for you to see how beautiful life is and how much more you can do with it. And I know one thing that I remember is how you said to me, and I know we covered that just now, is how you like would cancel plans and not go out and like hide yourself. And that to me, like, I remember seeing something on your Instagram with like just looking fabulous. I'm like, oh my God, who is that? Who is that? What happens? And I just loved it. I was just so happy to like see you go out and truly enjoy life and like do all of, you know, these amazing things that I know you weren't able to do before, or you didn't want to, or you didn't feel worthy or capable of doing them, you know? Amazing. Now, moving forward in the program, you've come so far, you've learned so many things. What are the next things that you are focusing on that you want to continue learning or changing or transforming?
So I definitely want to continue just focusing on like kind of my mentality a little bit more, because I know I've like grown so much, but I still have like those days, and I think I always will, but like those days, like kind of that, like nothing's going right, and I'm just like, ugh, what am I doing this for? And I really like, and like I remember I told you this one time where I was like, when people do stuff for me, like I feel like it's weird, like they shouldn't be doing that, like maybe like buying me a drink or like you know, like getting me a birthday cake. And I feel like I just wanna be able to accept those things and feel like worthy enough for, you know, kind like allow kindness into my life too. Like I don't wanna feel like I don't deserve like simple things like that, because I feel like I do, and I should be able to just accept it and not always say, oh no, thank you, like when somebody offers something. And yeah, I feel like I really want to work on just like self-deserving and that I'm worthy enough for everything.
Yeah, I love that 100%. And it at the end of the day, it's something that we do in the program, right? We go into those deeper layers of like, where is that belief coming from? You know, why was I programmed to believe that? and how can we question it and reprogram our minds to think differently? And that's where really the deeper layers of this, the work that we do comes in, because oftentimes people think, oh, this is just another weight loss program. But at the end of the day, I'm sure you can attest to that too. Like, it goes far beyond just here's your meal plan and training plan and have fun, but it goes really into layers of, you know, who do you want to become, how to change that, how to reprogram yourself to truly be the person that you want to be, and how much of an effect it has on other areas of your life too. And it's not just the number on the scale, which is really exciting, but this is where it's only the start, right? It really, at the end of the day, is only the start. So I would love for you to tell us, what would you say to someone? Let's say someone is listening to this right now, Jenna, and they're like, oh yeah, it sounds great, but I'm scared. What about if this doesn't work for me? What about, you know, I've tried so many things before. What would you say to this person that has these thoughts right now?
Yeah. So I would say to the person, okay, if you're scared, like, how long are you going to be scared for, you know? If you're going to be scared for another month, another year, it's just going to continue. So I know you're scared, but just like take that chance, shake it for yourself and see how beautiful, you know, you can become. And if it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. At least you tried, you know. That's kind of like what I was thinking too. I'm like, let me just try this. You know, if it doesn't work out, then that's it. It doesn't work out. But of course, beautifully, it did work out for me. So, and it worked out for, you know, a bunch of other women. So, and, you know, something I would have wanted to hear as well, like 5 months ago, like, just listen to yourself, you know, listen to what your heart is, what your mind is, what your body, you know, feel how your body is feeling every day. And really connect to that and listen to what they're saying. And they're saying that we need to change and this is going to be for the better.
That's so powerful. Wow. I think what you said is something that, like, oftentimes we're so disconnected from ourselves and our own opinions and our own thoughts. And I said this yesterday in the Q&A, I think in the Q&A call, in the program, I said something along those lines of like, how often do we have someone else's voice in our head? It's not our own. It might be our mothers, our husbands, our kids. And we then don't make decisions for ourselves, but based on what they're telling us is the right thing. And oftentimes I also hear people, I don't know if that was the same thing with you. People are like, I cannot invest into this because what will my friends think that I, you know, paid this money to do this program? And again, it might have not been you, but I've heard this before where people have that fear of like, what are other people going to think about me if I do this? Because of course, it's still a very like stigma in the society of like putting, you know, yourself first and doing something for you is oftentimes still a thing that is like, why would you do that? You know, so that's also sometimes it's like what you said, make sure you're listening to your heart, your body, and what your body is actually telling you, because your body is constantly speaking with you, which is so beautiful. Jenna, I love this so much. I feel like you touched on so many powerful points that I don't want to even keep going. Otherwise, it's just like, I feel like it's a perfect, it's a perfect. To stop, because it was so, so powerful. And all of the things that you said to everyone who was listening to this, Jenna is, you know, the right person to really connect with as well, with her words, what she said, because I truly mean it when I say there is a complete different person sitting in front of me right now. And it was, of course, her choice to make this work for her. No one was forcing her to do this. No one was being like, Jenna, you have to do that. No, like, you made that decision yourself and you truly believed that this was going to be it. And it was, and it still is. And with your message and your, you know, message to the world, I hope that many women are going to be inspired to put themselves first as well and to see what is possible for them. And of course, Jenna, I'm very excited for you to continue with us and for you to have even a more powerful transformation, even though I sometimes I'm like, how much more? Because you've come so far in such a short amount of time. But I'm just very, very excited for you to continue with us. Is there any last words, anything else that you didn't say that you want to say? Or do you feel like I said it all that I wanted to say?
Yeah, I just want to say also, like, in this program, you get so much support from Jess and her team. It's like so crazy. And that's a really, really big thing that helped me as well. Because I know you can have support from your family, but whenever there's like specific thing like this, it really helps to have the support from the people in the program and the community. And that really does help and make a change, because I'm the only vegan in my family. And to have this community of a bunch of beautiful vegan women who are powerful and strong, it like helped me in my journey 100 times more. So it's definitely, if you're looking for this journey, start today.
Thank you so much, Jenna. It really, really means a lot to me that you did this. I hope, you know, I don't hope, I know you're going to go so much further. It's going to just be amazing. So thank you so much for being on here. And I appreciate that. And for everyone who's listening, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did.
Thank you, Jess. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If it spoke to you, you can apply to the Plentiful Goddess right now. The link is in the show notes. Fill in your application. Let me know that you came through this podcast, and let's connect to see if this is the right thing for you. I would love to see you on the other side. And until the next time, take care. Bye.